Amrit Thomason. Legislation barring Hamas terrorists involved in the October attack on Israel from entering the U.S. has cleared the House, but not with unanimous support. Two Democrat lawmakers voted against the bill. The no votes cast by Cori Bush and Rashida Tlaib, both members of the so-called squad. Although a new poll finds more Americans are feeling somewhat better about the economy, it's doing nothing to boost President Biden's popularity.
35% of U.S. adults who answered the poll, conducted by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, call the national economy good. That's an uptick from late last year's 30% and the 24% from a year ago. While 65% still call the economy poor, that's an improvement from the 75% who called it poor a year ago. And even though stocks have recently been near record highs, economic growth has accelerated, and inflation has returned closer to the Federal Reserve's 2% target, the poll gives President Joe Biden an only 38% approval rating. Donna Water, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, big tech executives raked over the coals at a congressional hearing yesterday attended by families whose children were abused, even driven to suicide after using social media. GOP Senator Josh Hawley taking on Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
Your job is to be responsible for what your company has done. You've made billions of dollars on the people sitting behind them. Are you here? You've done nothing to help them. You've done nothing to compensate them. You've done nothing to put it right. You could do so here today, and you should. Mr. Zuckerberg.
The Meta chief apologizing to parents in the gallery who were holding up pictures of their children who were lost to suicide. Wall Street, Dow futures 50 points higher. SRN News. A man faces hate crime charges for attacking a statue of Satan.
Michael Cassidy didn't appreciate the display set up at the Iowa State Capitol building by members of the Satanic Temple during Christmas time, so he tore it down. Cassidy admits he did it, and his lawyers were expecting a variety of property damage charges. But Iowa prosecutors are charging the defendant with a hate crime on the grounds that he was motivated by his opposition to the worship of Satan, which is a religion under state law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Hampshire lawmakers considering multiple bills that would ban boys from competing against girls in school sports. The Senate Education Committee held a public hearing this week on one measure, which would also forbid males from using female restrooms and locker rooms. New Hampshire is a blue state, but lawmakers are listening to the growing concerns of parents with children in the public schools. This is SRN News. A federal judge tosses out Disney's free speech lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Disney argued a bill signed by DeSantis that transferred control of the Disney World Governing District from supporters of Disney to DeSantis appointees was in retaliation for the company publicly supporting Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law, supported by the governor. The judge ruled Disney didn't have standing to sue. When a law on its face is constitutional, plaintiffs can't make free speech claims challenging it because they believe lawmakers acted with unconstitutional motives. The district has provided municipal services around Disney properties for more than five decades. A spokesman for DeSantis says Disney doesn't have a right to its own special government. I'm Ed Donahue.
Following yesterday's losses, stocks apparently set to open higher this morning on Wall Street. More details, SRNNews.com.